Welcome to Oriole Park at Camden Yards in Baltimore, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Bip Roberts. Batting second. The shortstop, Omar Vizquel. Batting third. The right fielder, Manny Ramirez. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Matt Williams. Batting fifth. The DH, David Justice. Batting sixth. The catcher, Sandy Alomar. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Tony Fernandez. Batting eighth. The first baseman, Kevin Seitzer. Batting ninth. The center fielder, Marky Grissom. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Charles Nagy. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Brady Anderson. Batting second. The second baseman, Roberto Alomar. Batting third. The right fielder, Eric Davis. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Rafael Palmeiro. Batting fifth. The left fielder, B.J. Surhoff. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Cal Ripken. Batting seventh. The DH, Harold Baines. Batting eighth. The catcher, Chris Hoyles. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Mike Bordick. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Jimmy Key. And now, play ball. Bip Roberts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roberts is called out on strikes. One out. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vizquel is hit by the pitch. Manny Ramirez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ramirez hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Indians. Matt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. David Justice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Williams. The throw from Hoyles and he is safe. Williams steals second. David Justice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Justice is hit by the pitch. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alomar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Williams moves to third. Justice moves to second. Two outs. Tony Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is hit by the pitch. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seitzer strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Seitzer scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Anderson for the out. One out. Roberto Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar hits a fly ball into left field. Roberts settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eric Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a fly ball into center field. Grissom settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Marky Grissom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grissom hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bip Roberts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roberts is 0 for 1 in the game. Roberts hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bordick scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Grissom moves to second. One out. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vizquel is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Vizquel hits a fly ball into left field. Surhoff settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Manny Ramirez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ramirez is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Ramirez is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Rafael Palmeiro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Palmeiro hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Ramirez. Palmeiro reaches second base with a double. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Surhoff hits a fly ball into center field. Grissom settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Palmeiro moves to third. One out. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's Indians, 2, Orioles, 2. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Nagy fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chris Hoyles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoyles hits a fly ball into right field. Ramirez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Orioles 2. The Indians will come to bat. Matt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Williams strikes out. One out. David Justice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Justice is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Justice hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ripken fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar is 0-for-1 in the game. Alomar hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alomar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Justice moves to second. Two outs. Tony Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Fernandez takes first base on ball 4. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seitzer is 0-for-1 in the game. Seitzer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bordick scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Mike Bordick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bordick hits a fly ball into left field. Roberts settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 0-for-1 in the game. Anderson takes first base on ball 4. Roberto Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar is 0-for-1 in the game. Alomar hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fernandez fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Eric Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-1 in the game. Davis hits a line drive into left field. Roberts picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Roberts. Alomar moves to third. Davis moves to second. Rafael Palmeiro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Palmeiro is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Palmeiro is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Orioles 2. The Indians will come to bat. Marky Grissom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grissom is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Grissom hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bip Roberts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Grissom. The throw from Hoyles and he is safe. Grissom steals second. Bip Roberts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roberts is 0 for 2 in the game. Roberts hits a fly ball into center field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Grissom moves to third. One out. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vizquel is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Vizquel takes first base on ball 4. Manny Ramirez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ramirez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Ramirez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ripken fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Surhoff is 0 for 1 in the game. Surhoff hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Ripken hits a fly ball into center field. Grissom settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0 for 1 in the game. Baines hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Surhoff moves to second. Chris Hoyles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoyles is 0 for 1 in the game. Hoyles hits a ball on the ground towards third. Williams fields it, steps on third, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Orioles 2. The Indians will come to bat. Scott Kamieniecki now pitching. Matt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a pop-up towards first. Palmeiro settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. David Justice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Justice is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Justice hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kamieniecki fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar is 0 for 2 in the game. Alomar hits a fly ball into right field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Mike Bordick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bordick is 0 for 1 in the game. Bordick hits a fly ball into left field. Roberts settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Anderson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fernandez fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Fernandez. Roberto Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar is 0 for 2 in the game. Alomar hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Anderson moves to second. Two outs. Eric Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Williams fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Orioles 2. The Indians will come to bat. Tony Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Fernandez hits a fly ball into right field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seitzer is 0-for-2 in the game. Seitzer takes first base on ball 4. Marky Grissom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grissom is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Grissom hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bordick throws to second for 1, and Alomar throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Grissom moves to second. 2 outs. Bip Roberts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roberts is 0-for-3 in the game. Roberts hits a ball on the ground towards first. Palmeiro scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Roberts for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Rafael Palmeiro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Palmeiro is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Palmeiro hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Surhoff is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Surhoff hits a ball on the ground towards first. Seitzer fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Ripken hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Surhoff moves to second. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Surhoff moves to third. Ripken moves to second. 2 outs. Chris Hoyles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoyles is 0-for-2 in the game. Hoyles takes first base on ball 4. Mike Bordick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bordick is 0-for-2 in the game. Bordick hits a line drive into right field. Ramirez picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Ramirez. Surhoff scores. Ripken scores. Hoyles moves to third. Bordick moves to second. It's 4-2, Orioles. Alvin Mormon now pitching. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Anderson hits a pop-up towards short. Vizquel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vizquel is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Vizquel is called out on strikes. One out. Manny Ramirez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ramirez is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Ramirez hits a fly ball into center field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Matt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alomar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Indians 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Roberto Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar is 0-for-3 in the game. Alomar hits a ball on the ground towards first. Seitzer scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Alomar for the out. One out. Jeff Judon now pitching. Eric Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Davis hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Seitzer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul Essenmacher now pitching. Rafael Palmeiro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Palmeiro is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Palmeiro strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Armando Benitez now pitching. Jeff Branson pinch hits for David Justice. Jeff Branson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Branson strikes out. One out. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar is 0-for-3 in the game. Alomar takes first base on ball 4. Tony Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Fernandez strikes out. Two outs. Jim Thome pinch hits for Kevin Seitzer. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thome takes first base on ball 4. Alomar moves to second. Marky Grissom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grissom is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Grissom hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 5-4, Indians. Bip Roberts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roberts is 0-for-4 in the game. Roberts strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Orioles 4. The Orioles will come to bat. Jim Thome now playing first base. Brian Giles now playing left field. BJ Surhoff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Surhoff is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Surhoff takes first base on ball 4. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Ripken strikes out. One out. Geronimo Baroa pinch hits for Harold Baines. Michael Jackson now pitching. Geronimo Baroa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baroa hits a fly ball into right field. Ramirez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chris Hoyles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoyles is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Hoyles strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Orioles 4. The Indians will come to bat. Alan Mills now pitching. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vizquel is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Vizquel strikes out. One out. Manny Ramirez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ramirez is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Ramirez takes first base on ball 4. Matt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hoyle settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jeff Branson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Branson is 0-for-1 in the game. Branson strikes out. Hoyles drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Branson out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Orioles 4. The Orioles will come to bat. Jose Mesa now pitching. Jeffrey Hammonds pinch hits for Mike Bordick. Jeffrey Hammonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hammonds takes first base on ball 4. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Anderson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vizquel fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Roberto Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar is 0 for 4 in the game. Alomar strikes out. Two outs. Eric Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vizquel fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 5, and Baltimore Orioles, 4. Goodbye from Oriole Park at Camden Yards in Baltimore.